George Zimmerman is suing Trayvon Martin's family for $100 million. Michael Vick paid his debt to society, and these people still won't let him eat, won't let him make a payday. Kanye West dipping his damn ass in silver, and I want to know what the hell going on. All this and more is coming up next on the world's greatest radio podcast show. You know what it is. It's All Black to Me. Man, you should be tuned in. Once again, we're back. It's your boy, your man, your brother, Jolly, sitting alongside world's greatest co-host, your girl, LL.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's going on, L?
How are you, John?
Been a minute.
Yeah, it has.
Took a little hiatus. Didn't tell anybody we were going to take a hiatus. We just dipped off the scene.
That's right.
But we're back.
Yeah.
How'd you spend your time off?
I did plenty of things. Too much to say, but too yeah. Much to say.
Okay, good. I did absolutely nothing.
Did you?
Good deal. Look, a lot of stuff going on that we got to discuss. And we're going to try to pack a lot into this particular episode. Episode 47 or 48, I believe it is.
One of those numbers.
We're getting close to 50.
Yes, we are.
So, yeah. Top of the news cycle, as far as I'm concerned, and no, I'm not talking impeachment. I'm talking about the nightmare that just won't go away.
What's that?
The one we call Zimmerman.
Mm.
Suing the Trayvon Martin family and anyone that was involved in his trial.
Right.
Or should I say mistrial.
Mm-hmm.
$100 million.
Say it ain't so.
What's going on with your boy? Why he can't sit his ass down somewhere? And what makes him think that this is a valid case? Something that he's bringing up.
Mad because they have money and he doesn't. He got the money.
I mean,
he got to buy more guns.
I don't think that it's about because he's been saying that he was broke. He said he was broke a long time ago. Okay. And, you know, he did several auctions and all that old.
Was that gun shows?
Gun shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, selling pictures that he had drawn. Distasteful, disrespectful pictures that he had drawn, supposedly, of Trayvon Martin. You know what I'm saying? So, he won the case. Now, his basis behind this thing, behind this lawsuit,
right,
is that he contends that the witnesses were faked and coached, and it's like, but bruh, you got off.
Right.
What's the problem?
Yes.
Go sit down somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Leave these people alone. I mean, there comes a certain time when you start to rub salt into the wounds, and he has long since past started rubbing salt into the wounds.
Yes, he has.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so.
That's a crazy, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But yes, he is trying to sue the Martins and Benjamin Crump.
Right.
Benjamin Crump has a new book out. And he says it has some false claims about that Zimmerman man.
He says that Crump's
new book has false claims about him.
So
about
did he purchase the book?
God, who knows? Probably not. He don't have any money, right?
So we say. Well, I did take the opportunity, and just out of curiosity, I wanted to see just what he had been getting into. You know what I'm saying? And I knew it was some cases shortly after the Trayvon Martin murder. Go ahead and call it what it was.
Right.
that he really started to have problems with the legal system, and it seemed like at some point somebody was going to get him, or he was going to fall through the cracks and get caught on something, right?
Yeah.
February 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the infamous day or night that basically put him on the spotlight, okay. Right? George Zimmerman shot and killed Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida. Okay. April 11th, Zimmerman is charged with second-degree murder and go to jail. The 23rd of April, he pleads not guilty and is released on bail. Right? Now, you go on down this timeline.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole situation of where he had fights, hit his girl in the head with a bottle. Remember that cop call? There was a situation again where he had an altercation with an individual. I believe it was road rage.
Mm-hmm, with a gun.
With a gun. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, strange tale about that, right?
Right.
The guy that shot at him,
mm-hmm.
or they were exchanging fire, whatever the case may be.
Right.
He got 20 years.
What?
He got 20 years. Incredible.
Wow.
Yet, Zimmerman is still walking and still being a nuisance and a pestilence.
Insane.
That is totally insane. That is totally insane. So, make it make sense to me.
I really can't. There is nothing that George has done that makes him a truthful man.
Not at all. Not in the least. Not in the least. And like I say, this last attempt of him trying to sue the Martin family and all of the constituents that was involved with this case.
Right.
I think it's a ploy just grabbing at straws. I don't see this case going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but then again, we are talking about Florida.
Yeah, we're talking about Florida. We're talking about somebody saying that, oh, they tried to convict me for murder, so I'm going to sue them. And, you know, he's digging up old wounds.
Right.
And it's not going to be good for him. I don't think this time. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think it's going to be a dead lawsuit.
My only thing is, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to throw, you know, take it with a grain of salt. In no way am I inciting that anything happens, you know what I'm saying, to Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, why is he?
Why?
Why is he? You fill in the blank. Why is he?
That is so true. That is so true. Why is he?
Why is he?
Mm-hmm. That would be a great t-shirt.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of t-shirts.
What?
We got a new sponsor as well. Who will be plugged in into the episode? Not the episode, the break that's coming up.
Okay.
Oh yeah, definitely proud to be merging with these guys, and mm-hmm. they are carrying the official Talk Black to Me merch.
Oh, cool. So we'll explain
a little bit more about that. You know, since you threw out t-shirts.
But why is he?
Yeah, why is he? Why is he? And you fill in the blank as to what I'm talking about. You're not going to never say I was inside. I mean, the CIA and the FBI, you know what I'm saying? They probably already, I'm pretty sure they already listening. Hell, my name is Ja Ali. So, what else you got, El?
You know what? While you're talking about this man from Sanford, Florida.
Okay.
There is a man from Sanford, Florida who was at his sister's house.
Right.
He had been drinking a little Southern Comfort and, you know, drinking a little beer and everything.
Not Southern Comfort.
Yeah, Southern Comfort. And his little niece and nephews were running around playing with a Nerf gun. Well, he tells them, you know, I got a real gun with real bullets. So he went and got his gun with the real bullets, and he shot his 7-year-old nephew in the leg. After he shot the 7-year-old nephew in the leg, and the rest of the nieces and nephews were, you know, screaming and hollering and everything, he says, I'm about to go to jail for shooting a child. Yeah. They were playing with Nerf guns. He brought out his real gun and shot his 7-year-old nephew.
What?
Yes. When the police got there, he told the police he had been drinking beer and Southern Comfort and he just don't remember shooting the little boy.
What?
Sanford, Florida. Crazy like Jordan Zimmerman.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I have dabbled in the comfort of the Southern. Yet I have never thought to go get a live pistol and shoot anybody.
Nevertheless, a 7-year-old boy.
Much less a 7-year-old nephew?
Nephew.
That is playing with a Nerf gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They shooting the little soft darts. And
yes.
You. Okay.
I just wanted y'all to know. I think it's one of those crazy things, you know, from Florida.
Florida man never disappoints.
Mm-mm, they do not. They do not. Especially from Sanford.
Well, amazing. Amazing.
Oh, pray, pray, pray.
Pray.
Stay in prayer.
Stay off the comfort if you can't handle the comfort. Stay off the Southern Comfort.
Well, he's in jail.
Because I'm going to tell you. Now, we have a little sidebar right here. When I was drinking the Southern Comfort.
Yeah.
Man, I would have to put that thing in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. You gotta real cold.
You gotta put your Southern Comfort in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then that way, when you and let it sit in there for a minute, at least half the day, and get that because when it pours out like a little bit of like almost like syrup.
Yeah, I was just about to say like syrup.
Yeah. Well, you know about the comfort.
Yes, I know about.
Oh, okay.
That's whiskey. That's whiskey. And whiskey tastes better when it's colder and it pours a little bit like syrup and. You know, it tastes better.
Look at you being an alcohol connoisseur. Look at you.
Bourbon, like that, yeah.
Let me find out. Let me find out.
Next.
Look, your man, Kanyeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Kanyeezy, Kanye West.
What's he
is
doing
up
now?
To it again. Now, I'm going to tell you, with this particular stunt right here, no longer am I saying that Kanye is off his rocker.
Okay?
I'm not saying he's off his rocker. I believe that Kanye is a marketing genius.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Whether you like
him. One way of putting it.
Whether you like him or you hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like his music or you hate his music. Whether you think something's wrong with him or you're with me and you think that he's a freaking marketing genius, you're paying attention to him. You're paying attention to him. Okay. Mr. Red Hat makes me feel like Superman. Mr. I had gained weight and I had to have lipo to, you know, keep you guys from talking about me when you're talking to TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mr. You name it.
Yeah, Mr. Christian.
Mr.
Pastor.
Mr. Rolling with Joel Osteen and them.
That's right.
Body paint. Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Silver outfit. One piece jumper, almost. Something.
Like a onesie?
You said onesie.
Okay.
I said a one piece. Now, similar to something that, have you seen the picture?
No, I have not.
Similar to something that Missy Elliott wore.
Okay, in her, that video.
In the video.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look.
I see.
Okay. Now.
I see.
This is for his upcoming second opera. I didn't know that was the first opera.
The first one was a flop.
Well, he's making sure that this one won't be a flop.
Oh, my gosh.
This one is Mary. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say what you want about the dude. Until the jury comes back with an official verdict.
He's crazy.
He is a marketing genius.
Mm.
Listen, we are talking about him right now.
Yeah. Yeah. He makes you talk about him kind of like his best friend.
Who are you talking about?
Trump.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, hey. Yeah, I think, yeah. May as well call him dad in the Oval Office.
That's right.
You know,
he makes people want to talk about him.
But yeah, so there it is. So yeah, so he's dipped himself in this silver paint, silver, mm-hmm. you know, and to be totally honest, Elle.
Yeah.
It really has sparked some curiosity in my mind mm-hmm. as to what how this production is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of mm-hmm. sort of want to see it.
Really now.
So guess what?
What?
The marketing is working.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of you guys out there too
mm-hmm.
that want to know behind the scenes. And if you say you're not, then you're probably not. You probably don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say you don't want to see it, and then you do want to see it, then you just lied. So don't lie. You know what I'm saying?
The man is Elvis Rocker.
Kanye's the president, baby.
He's Elvis Rocker.
I don't think so.
He's just... I don't know.
My question is, where was Kim at when all this was going on?
Well, you know, Kim is working real hard on her, you know, lawyer thing, studying to be a lawyer and trying to get people out of prison. And she's also, she recently talked about how she is not going to dress provocative anymore.
Well, you can't dress provocative and be a lawyer.
Well, that's true.
You can, but.
That's true. But it's something that you and I have spoken about also, you know, with Kanye being a Christian and going on church tours, he cannot have a wife to look provocative.
Have you seen some of those Christians on Sunday morning?
Now. But it's true. You know, I didn't think that she would change, and she is changing. So I give kudos to Kim to, you know, stand by her man and try to do what she's got to do. But like you said, to be a lawyer, you're not supposed to dress provocative either.
She wasn't standing close enough when he got sprayed with silver paint. That's all I'm saying.
Probably.
But still a marketing genius.
Yes.
Still a marketing expert.
If you say so.
That's what I said. I'm standing mm-hmm. by that. Mm-hmm. And I know we had an episode with our good friend Serge.
Mm-hmm.
And Serge, you know, so he basically said, hey, I think he's nuts.
Right.
I'm through with him, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not quite there yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding on to dear life, to the possibility that I may get another Jesus walk, or I may get another college dropout, or I may get another, you know what I'm saying? I'm through the wire. I like that, Kanye.
You know, and I was listening to Keisha Cole's I Don't Love You No More
okay.
that Kanye produced.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's a great song. That's a great song.
Back to
I Don't Love You No More.
Oh, yeah.
Kanye, he is so talented with his music. So talented.
And you are coming over to my
side. No, I'm not. He's still crazy. He's crazy. He's cray-cray. That's just the bottom line.
We will see.
All right.
We will see.
He's dipped himself in silver, folks.
We will see. Kanye for president. 2024. Oh, yeah. He's going to run for president, too, now. He's going to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got a whole lot of other stuff going on. I mean, you know what? But anyway.
Next.
What you got?
It's what you got. What you talking about Billy Dee Williams for?
I was mm-hmm. going to speak on Billy Dee a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, actually. Maybe about a week or so ago, not when I was preparing this episode. But I want to slow up a little bit.
Okay.
Because it just didn't sound right.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And just like I figured,
mm-hmm.
people have blown it up out of proportion.
Right.
And that's not what the brother meant.
Mm-hmm.
When he said that he was gender fluid. The man came back and said he didn't say, okay,
oh,
is
okay.
that what that means?
Mm.
Oh, I didn't know what that's what that means. Oh, hell no. No, I ain't gay. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He came back and straightened that thing up.
Right.
And I'm
right.
proud of Mr. Billy D.
I am.
I'm proud of C45. What?
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
Don't let it fool you. That's right. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. I would not believe that he would be anyway. So,
Well, you know, we don't know what the hell going on, motherfucker. Now we can't. we can't necessarily say, you know what I'm saying, that we don't, you know, that oh, I was shocked and I couldn't believe that, and I just, no, we, look, bro.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that is true.
It's somebody come out of the closet right now.
Yeah, that is true.
So, you know.
And nothing's wrong with that, you know, but he did go back and rephrased himself on that.
Oh, he had to clean that up.
And everything. So that's one of the things that when we're reading things on the internet and social media and everything, it will change. Just like with Jocelyn Savage.
Okay.
You know, with the Patreon account, when it first came out, we're like, what? She even kicked R. Kelly up under the bus? For real?
No.
You know, and it was sounding a little fishy to me. It was sounding a little fishy. I'm like, I don't know about this. Why would she all of a sudden just say the things that other women have said about him? And she's been on TV saying that's not true.
Let's say that was true. Mm-hmm. That she actually did say that, you know, all these things and how they were, you know what I'm saying? She was really airing out what was hidden, the mm-hmm. laundry, right?
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it were true mm-hmm. or if it had been true. For the simple fact that when the money disappears, people do switch up.
Yeah, and that is true. That is true.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's not looking good for Brother R right now.
No, it's not.
So, you know what I'm saying? The chances are, I mean, you know, either he's going to be an old man coming out, or he's mm-hmm. probably not going to come out. So what is left now to hold on to? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So had that turned out to be true, what I would have stood on the ground and said, hey, I mean, another case of the money, the well dried up. So let me take my bucket and go home.
Well, that is true. But the thing about it is this. When they kept saying that Jocelyn was saying this and Jocelyn was saying that, I was like, where's the other girlfriend? Where's Azriel? You know, why isn't she saying something about this? That's what clicked in my mind that it may not be true. Mm. Now, we're finding out that Jocelyn's saying that that's not true, that was not her.
Okay.
And Azriel has moved out of the Trump Towers. She has moved out. She is now modeling, making money from modeling. She still wants her singing career. Mm-hmm. She is doing this quietly. Mm-hmm. She's finding out that the money has stopped and mm-hmm. she needs to make her own money.
Right.
But she's not saying anything against R. Kelly. I think that both of them have been, you know, to the point of so much in love with R. Kelly, so much involved, right, invested in everything that has happened, mm-hmm. that they would not say anything if something would have happened to them. Not because they want to make money. I don't think they would do that. I think they would basically keep it to themselves and try their best to make money on their own.
Right.
Yeah. I just don't see Jocelyn making money from telling all of these secrets.
I mean, there have been books written.
There have been.
Yeah. So, I guess
Robin wrote about Whitney.
I guess you're right. 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 And nobody even knew that they had, you know.
Well, it was always a rumor. It was always a rumor.
There was always a rumor about Robin
and Whitney. Uh-huh. Always.
I didn't hear that rumor.
Yeah. It was. She was early in her career.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, early in her career that she was gay. Yeah.
That who was gay?
Whitney.
Whitney was gay?
Well, that's what Robin said. Robin said they actually had a relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. This is before Bobby Brown.
Of course.
Yeah. But at the same time, they just...
How did Robin say she felt about Bobby?
Oh, she said she couldn't stand him.
Of course.
but they just... they remained best friends, though. Mm-hmm. They remained best friends. Mm-hmm. But Whitney said that she didn't want that. She thought that it would hurt her career.
Hmm. Okay.
Which back then it may have. You know, of course, everything has evolved, you know, now, mm-hmm. but back then, it may have been an issue.
I don't know. I don't think so. Because if you look at Luther.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Teddy.
Right.
You look at, when I say Teddy, I mean Teddy Pendergrass.
Yes.
And then you look at Tevin.
Mm-hmm.
The dude from Wham.
George Michael.
Mm-hmm. I mean the list goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe not. Guess we'll never know. But one thing I do know,
mm-hmm.
is that these people do not want Michael Vick to make no kind of a living.
Crazy.
Michael Vick,
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be honored right at the Pro Bowl. Okay?
Cool.
But thousands of people are signing petitions demanding that he not be. Mm-hmm. That the NFL makes a change. Now, of course, we know Michael Vick. You know.
That's right.
You know. Quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta Falcons.
Made Atlanta Falcons famous.
Facts. Dog fighting charges.
Mm-hmm.
Place in Virginia that was owned by him. You
right.
know, saying he was running it. You know.
Right.
I think sources actually said that it was his brother's thing. You know. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? We're not going to speculate. Okay. Did his time.
Yes,
something
did.
Like what? A year and some change. Right? I believe it was.
Was it a little bit more. I thought it was a little bit more.
Okay. All right.
Like 2 or 3 months.
Okay. Did his time, came out, went through all the hoops that they wanted to go through, now is a animal rights activist in the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you stop damn paying for something that you did?
Right.
Back in the day.
Right.
That you paid for and now can live your life.
Right.
But these white folks, man, these white folks is going at it. People, everything from some saying what's done is done, you know, let him live, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Some saying I've never been a big fan, but he should, you know, I mean, but he deserves a chance. All the way to the extreme of he should have never got out of jail. He should still be locked up.
Mm-hmm.
What about the dogs? They're never going to be right, you know. Come on. But you go on your timeline on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you see individuals that are posing with dead rhinoceros.
Mm-hmm.
Rhinoceroses.
Mm-hmm.
Rhinos.
Rhinos, yes.
Giraffes.
Yes.
Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Lions.
Yes.
I mean, you know,
yes.
what I'm saying? Do something. Say something about that.
That. Right. Yes.
Say He's something about that.
That.
I ain't never heard nobody eat no damn giraffe. You ever heard of a giraffe burger?
Mm-mm, no.
Come on, man.
No, nor a lion burger either.
Killing whole elephants for turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, for turkey. Killing whole elephants, you know what I'm saying? For what? For tusk.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't understand.
I think it's more than just the dogs at this point. I think it's a case of we won't forgive you. Because of,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of like OJ.
Right.
We won't forgive you because of.
Mm-hmm.
You're a murderer.
No.
In the eyes of the court, OJ was found guilty. Yet, white people wanted to doggone hold him accountable for a murder that, air quotes, he didn't commit.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink.
Well, you know, we can look at this different ways, you know, regarding this, because I don't feel that that's on a level of non-forgetting. I feel that he has paid his debt. He did not do this himself. He did not kill the dogs himself. He did not fight the dogs himself.
Right.
You know.
But he did take the fall himself.
Right, right. He took the fall.
Right.
And my thing is that people have to understand that he has paid his debt to society. I mean, people are forgiven real murderers.
Oh, sure. Rapists.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and they raped people.
Right.
They murdered people.
Right.
You know, not
right.
someone of a domestic animal.
Mm-hmm.
We're over that. We're over domestic animals. We're above domestic animals.
Sure.
Domestic animals are up under us.
Sure. not to be abused.
Right,
still,
right,
but,
not to be abused. Exactly, right. Not to be abused.
Right.
Just let him.
But by the same token, let the man eat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If we were to hold everybody accountable mm-hmm. for everything that they did in the past and paid for it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
With whatever, a fine, a time, or whatever, right. or just your conscience eating you up, whatever,
right.
that would be nobody
mm-hmm.
left to walk the streets because everybody would be in some type of cell or some type
right.
of confines or something, right?
We have judges on the Supreme Court. Court
right.
that has done things.
Right, right, exactly. We got cops walking the beat right now. That,
right,
you know,
have murdered.
No, did you hear about the doggone the CIA FBI agent? I believe it was an FBI agent, CIA mm. agent with the child porn.
No.
Oh, that's another episode. That just came out today. So yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, facts. So,
but that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's so many child pedophiles, you know, everything.
So,
you know,
yeah.
we gotta forgive folks.
But basically, look, when it comes to Michael Vick and these dogs,
mm-hmm.
he's done his time. You know what I'm saying? He's made his amends, you know what I'm saying, for,
mm-hmm.
for what he did,
yes.
for what he was part of. Now it's time to move on. You see what I'm saying? And like folks like to tell black folks when we start talking about slavery, get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, get over it.
Get over it. Right.
Michael Vick, go to work.
Right.
Go and get your money.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, that is. Anything else you got, Papa?
I'm thinking that's about it.
That's going to do it.
Yeah. It was great, great being around you, John.
It's great being around me, too.
With this episode, you know, we've been handling things. Been handling things.
For sure.
And,
it's a short,
you know what?
It's
going to get better.
It's
going to get better.
It's a shorty, but a goodie. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
it's going to get better.
And I like to hit it and quit.
Okay.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
moving on. But in that case, L, man, I believe we got everything covered.
Yeah, I think so, John. I think so. For the time being.
Oh, there's always more.
Yes, until
just
next time.
For this episode,
yes.
everything is covered.
Yes.
Now, as soon as we get off this mic,
mm-hmm.
another episode
yes.
is going to pop right up. You know what? We should have talked about this.
Mm-hmm. We always do.
Always do.
So much to tell our listeners.
So
thank
ahead.
You all for listening,
tell
too. I love you so much.
Tell them how to follow us. Because now we have just popped up on Red Circle.
Yeah.
So we got a whole nother line of listeners.
Right. And iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not to
we're
mention.
Moving on up.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're now in like maybe a dozen or more platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to say that I've actually lost count. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Look, if you're first time listening,
mm-hmm.
welcome.
Yes.
If you're a long time listener, welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
make
right.
sure to follow us on all social media platforms.
That's right. Facebook.
Facebook.
Talk Black to Me Podcast.
Talk Black to Me. Got it right.
That's right.
The YouTube channel is up.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Black to Me Podcast. Everything Talk Black to Me.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You can also email the show
mm-hmm.
at
Talk Black to Me. At mail.com.
That's talkblack, T-O-M-E,
mm-hmm.
at mail.com.
That's right.
Stay tuned for more goodies coming down the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of good stuff coming up. We got
good
a lot
interviews coming
and
too.
Some very good interviews
yes.
coming up.
Yes, I'm excited.
One I'm thinking about in particular, and I don't want to say anything about it just yet.
Right.
But, yeah we're going
right.
to pop the cork on some
mm-hmm.
stuff. Some real stuff. So,
that's right.
For sure. So, go ahead and blow us out of here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I do appreciate y'all listening to Talk Black to Me. This is another episode. Please, please, please email us whenever you can or say something to us on Facebook. But this is your girl, LL, and I have my boy, Ja Ali.
Right on.
And we are signing off. Peace.
Peace.